time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pimples? Is everything still ain't kosher?
Still ain't kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
And black by popular demand, Damon Williams.
Huggy!
Sybil, do you know I found out yesterday was Giving Tuesday?
It was, yes.
I found out at 11 p.m.
All
time,
right.
Baby, which means I had about an hour to give. Hashtag booty text. Yep, Tom Damon. People don't even call for the booty anymore. They don't even call it booty calls anymore, y'all. The booty calls are dated and antiquated, Sybil. A thing of the ass past. Now it's going down in the DM. Women are Snapchatting their products, Instagramming their jewels to guys they think are cool. Anyway, I guess if yesterday was Giving Tuesday, today is Receiving Wednesday, Sybil.
Oh, I like that.
I like that.
Tom, on Hump Day, and how ironic.
Wow.
You know, married brothers keep a calendar of all the last hump days of the month. Did you know that, Sybil?
I did not.
Yep, when their wives were their girlfriends, they used to get it in 24/10. Not anymore. Between work, the kids, and reality TV, she doesn't have time anymore, Sybil. It doesn't fit her schedule. She have to get back to you to confirm the draws. Sybil is equivalent to her brother going to the barbershop once, maybe twice a week, you know. Before that, they just give up and say, I'll take care of it myself.
Wow.
Anyway, did you see where Washington former quarterback RG3 braids? Or is that Stevie? Anyway, RG3 wife went on a Twitter tantrum yesterday. She called him everything but a nice person.
Nice.
Supposedly, Becca with the good marriage certificate went in on RG3 and his new Becky with the good hair, too. I haven't seen a white woman this angry at a black man since Michael Strahan left Kelly Ripa. All I know is I know what kind of Christmas RG3 is dreaming of, Damon. And his new girl better watch out, because they don't call him RG3 for nothing. He replaces girls. The initials are right there, Sybil. Replaces girls three times. Meanwhile, Becky 2 sent out a tweet. That's what I call her, Becky 2. She sent out a tweet that said she and Robert had money stolen out of their wallet at the Players Valet parking lot during a game. Yep, can I get things that Becky's 2 do for $100, Alex? You leave your money and your wallet in your car? Sybil, I don't, this is in Cleveland. I don't want to profile Sybil, but her sister wouldn't let that happen. Players Valet or not, Tom, that money would have been in her purse. Hell, she would have been at the mall while Robert was at the game to be back before the game was over. And RG3 is slipping, y'all. He think he's scrambling on the field. The everyday struggle is real. See what happens, Damon, when you have your curtains open during the holidays and everybody see your big-ass tree and all the Christmas gifts underneath the tree?
I see it.
You see that?
I see it.
Well, I want the people to come see me this weekend. That's the only segue I had, y'all. Macon, Georgia, Douglas Theater, me and Chris Paul.